Joining us this morning is the CEO of Destination Cape Breton, Terry Smith. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm sure a lot of people, many are familiar with Destination Cape Breton, but for those who aren't, what exactly is your mandate?
We are the official destination marketing organization for the island, and so our mandate really is to market Cape Breton Island to visitors off-island, so trying to bring people in, whether it's from Halifax, but further afield, like Ontario, Quebec, northeastern U.S., and then we also have a part of our mandate to work with operators and partners on the island to try to enhance the experience that we're offering through product development and innovation.
Without a doubt, all of the interviews I've done so far regarding COVID-19, I've asked people, hey, what do you think? And they've all said, well, we never saw this coming. I'm sure Destination Cape Breton is the same way.
Yeah, exactly. It certainly came from out of the blue, and initially when it popped up on our radar, we thought, well, this is something we'll have to deal with eventually down the road. And then down the road became within a matter of a couple of weeks. So it definitely stuck up on us.
I don't think a lot of people would realize just how much of it means to the economy of this island, the tourism industry, people visiting Cape Breton, people moving to Cape Breton, but in general, the tourism industry itself. It's a huge thing for our island, is it not?
Oh, it is. It's substantial. I mean, in terms of the economy, we estimate that we're at about $427 million in 2019 in tourism spending. So that's a substantial industry. It's about 5,600 jobs on the island. So that works out to about one in every nine jobs on the island. So it's huge. And there's about 750 businesses that are involved directly in tourism.
So has it, Terry, with the pandemic, has it dried up completely on this island?
Well, yeah, for the past couple of months, it certainly has. I mean, you know, there were some folks that were still able to operate, like some of the hotels in downtown Sydney, but their occupancy rates were like 1 or 2%, where they would be expecting that to be much higher. The good thing is that some restaurants were able to do a fair bit of takeout and delivery business, so that gave them a little bit of a help in this time. But certainly it by and large dried up, but we're hopeful that we're going to be opening up pretty soon.
Yeah, on the positive side, that's all negative. Where do you go for here, and how do you plan?
Well, the plans for this season, we're looking at initially an in-province campaign. So everything that that we're being told is that we will be able to bring people from within the province, and Nova Scotians actually spend almost $1 billion a year in travel within our own province. So it's a pretty substantial market that we'll be able to attract. And people have fewer choices because they won't be able to travel outside of the region like they normally would. So we think that Cape Breton Island is going to be high on people's radar of places they'll come and visit. And the great thing is that the island has many experiences that can happen safely with social distancing, like outdoor adventure, like things like hiking and kayaking, or taking a road trip, going to beaches, playing golf, sailing and boating. You know, we're blessed to be in a place where we've got this amazing natural beauty outside, and we're optimistic that we'll be able to salvage something from this season. It won't be what we expected it to be, but hopefully it will keep the lights on for our operators and just allow us to plan for bigger and better things in future years.
Notice that people are becoming more innovative. I mean, not just with virtual concerts and so on, but of ways of doing things, and that innovation is there. Could play a big part of the rebound, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we're expecting that many of our operators will be forced to be innovative to do things a little bit differently, to bring people through their doors. And you know, we've already seen that with the food and beverage industry, where they've stepped up and changed the way they do things in order to really be focused on takeout and delivery. And we expect that that's going to happen with a lot of our other operations as well.
In the meantime, Destination Cape Breton still open for business, maybe not at an office, but elsewhere, and ready to help.
Yeah, exactly. We've been working throughout remotely, and hopefully we'll be able to get in our office soon. But that's one thing that we've learned through this is that the office is a nice to have, but not necessarily something that we need to keep operating. And we're looking forward to working hard to drive as many people from initially within the province, and then hopefully maybe we can open up to get some other folks from Atlantic Canada to come visit us this year as well.
That's for sure. Staying positive. Terry, thanks for taking the time this morning to talk to us.
My pleasure, Dave. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Terry Smith is the CEO of Destination Cape Breton here in Cape Breton.